Well, Memorial Day Major League Baseball game should have put Chicago fans in a merry mood, for there is nothing but good to report tonight from Wrigley Field and Detroit, where the White Sox were entertained. First, a look at what happened out of Wrigley Field. Walt Morin's third homer of the game, with Ernie Banks on base in the last of the ninth inning, gave the Chicago Cubs an uphill 10-8 victory in a second game and a clean sweep of their doubleheader today against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Southpaw Sandy Koufax, fifth Dodger Hurley, pitched to only two men in the ninth and gave up his first earned runs in 19 innings. The Cubs also won the first game 3-2 by scoring three runs in the bottom of the ninth. The double win boosted the Cubs to within one game of the 500 mark, 22-23, and within six games of first place San Francisco, who dropped both games to St. Louis. Southpaw Eddie Mayer, who came into the game with a man on second and nobody out in the ninth, got credit for his second win against two losses. Koufax now is 2-1 for the season. The Dodgers grabbed a 6-0 lead in the first two and one-half innings, but the Cubs fought back with one in the third, two in the fourth on consecutive homers by Banks and Morin, and three more markers in the sixth. Los Angeles got one run in the seventh, but the Cubs tied it 8-8 in their half of the inning as Morin and Tanner hit successive homers. Banks, who hit his 13th homer in the fourth, singled off Don Zimmer's glove to open the ninth. Morin then ran the count to 1-1 before lining his 11th round tripper of the year into the left center field stands. Morin had a big hand in winning the first game, too. He scored the winning run when Sammy Taylor singled him across in the ninth inning. Meanwhile, in Detroit, southpaw Billy Pierce scattered six hits and was tough in the clutch today as he pitched the Chicago White Sox to a 4-2 triumph over Detroit in the second half of doubleheader of Detroit. The Sox also won the first game 6-5 on a ninth inning rally and thereby reached the 500 mark for the first time this season, 19 wins, 19 losses. The Sox now have won nine of their last 10 games, and five in a row. Other American League games, the Washington Senators jolted the New York Yankees by taking both ends of a doubleheader from the American League leaders. The Senators captured the second game of the Twin Bill 7-2 after winning the first game 13-8. Roy Sievers and Jim Lemon both slammed a pair of home runs for Washington in the nightcap. Sievers also belted a homer in the first game and drove in a total of seven runs on the afternoon. The Baltimore Orioles salvaged a split in their doubleheader with the Boston Red Sox by coming up with a 2-0 victory in the second game of the Twin Bill. Boston won the first game by the same 2-0 score. Arnold Puerto Guerrero pitched a shutout for Baltimore in the nightcap. He went the distance, holding Boston to only four hits. Baltimore scored its first run in the third inning off starter and loser Bob Smith. With two out, Bob Niemann walked, went to second on a single by Gus Triandos, and scored on a single by Dick Williams. Duke Maas halted a three-run Cleveland rally in the ninth inning today to give the Kansas City Athletics' Ned Garver his seventh triumph in eight starts, 7-6, after the Indians won the opener 7-1 on Ray Narleski's six-hitter. Ken Boyer wrapped a pair of two-run homers, and right-hander Jim Brosnan coasted to his fifth win of the year today as the St. Louis Cardinals beat San Francisco 8-1 in the second half of a holiday doubleheader at St. Louis. The Redbirds also won the first game, scoring once in the bottom of the 10th inning on a wild pitch served up by San Francisco loser Ray Crone. The double defeat cut San Francisco's first-place margin over the Milwaukee Braves to a scant game. Brosnan gave up nine hits, including a 7th-inning homer by catcher Valmy Thomas, while his teammates pounded out four giant pitchers for 13 hits. The Pittsburgh Pirates gave the Milwaukee Braves four home runs but hammered out 18 hits to win a second game of a doubleheader today, 12-6, after the world champions rallied in the ninth inning of the opener for a 7-4 victory. The Braves sent five pitchers, led by Lou Burdett, to the mound, but the Pirates were not to be denied. Bill Mazeroski got a pair of doubles and two singles and five trips to the plate and drove in two runs. R.C. Stevens knocked in two more with a double and a triple, and Dick Groat extended his hitting with four safeties and drove in two runs. Catcher Danny Kravitz accounted for two more runs with a single and triple. The Pirates chased Burdett in the sixth inning, pounding him for 11 hits and six runs. The Cincinnati Redlegs clubbed the Philadelphia Phils into submission with an early attack, which included a pair of triples, two doubles, and a homer. The score was 10-1 in the only single game played in the majors today. Harvey Haddix had little trouble in posting his third victory of the season. In Miami Beach, Florida, Ellsworth Spider Webb got back into gear tonight in his drive toward a middleweight title fight, but it was tough going all the way as he scored a split decision over Miami's Jimmy Beachum. A cowboy on wheels, Jimmy Bryan of Arizona, won a chilling renewal of the 500-mile motor derby at the Indianapolis Speedway today. Bryan had the luck to miss a terrifying first-lap crash, which saw 12 cars pile up all over the track and kill the handsome daredevil from North Vernon, Indiana, Pat O'Connor. The other 11 drivers escaped with either bruises or without injury, except for Jerry Unser, who suffered a dislocated shoulder. The race was run in perfect weather, but it might just as well have taken place in a fog, judging from the opening lap. The chain reaction crash started when Ed Elishan spun trying to get around Dick Rathman, who drove the pole car. Elishan's brakes jammed and everything went smash as cars piled up on the left and right of him. Unser went over the top of everybody and right over the wall. Meanwhile, Brian, clear of the crash, gunned his way into the early lead. His most persistent shadow was Johnny Boyd, who took over on top. At about the halfway mark of the race, Brian regained the lead a short time later, and then he and Boyd settled down for a hot run throughout the stretch and possibly the first photo finish in the history of the Speedway. But with 20 miles to go, Boyd was less than 100 feet behind Brian, a fantastically short margin. And right there, Johnny's luck ran out, and the race went with it. He had to slide into the pits for a tire change, and Brian sped on to victory. Jimmy's margin at the end was 27 seconds over George Amick, who roared up in the last few laps to be second. Boyd was third. Mrs. Ada Rice Hoop Band scored a three-length victory in the $56,000 Balmoral Turf Handicap at Washington Park in Chicago today. Ridden by Charlie Burr, Hoop Band took the lead in the head of the stretch and kept it all the way home. Aisha, running as an entry from My Hand, finished second, while the favorite Manassas was third. Hoop Band covered the mile and one-eighth in 1 minute, 48 and four-fifths seconds. He returned mutuals of 11.60, 5.20, and 2.80. Asha paid 4.80 and 2.60, while Manassas paid 2.40 for show. Well, that's about all of our sports news for tonight. Once again, the Chicago White Sox swept their doubleheader from Detroit today, pulling up to the 500 margin now for the first time this season, beating the Tigers 6-5 in the first game. White Sox came back to take the nightcap from Detroit 4-2. And meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers and a doubleheader out at Wrigley Field 3-2 in the first game, and coming back to take the second game, also from L.A., by a score of 10-8. That's all of our sports news for tonight. See you tomorrow evening at 10:55 with sports, so be with us then, won't you? WGN Radio, the Chicago Tribune station serving the Middle West.